Today's May 4th, and we're going to take a look at Psalms 103 this morning, and we're going to talk about God's great love and my great life. This month of May, I'm going to do a little bit different than any other month that I've ever done with you, in that we're going to spend time in meditation in this month, and we will be looking at scriptures together. And then we'll be actually spending some quiet time and asking God to respond to us in a way that seems appropriate to Him. When you think about God's love, do you think about God's love in terms of like the picture that's on the front of your bulletin or the picture that's on the screen behind me? Is that the way you see it? Do you ever get the one on the front of the bulletin that pouncing, tickling picture? One of the things that my grandkids and I like to do, and I probably like it better than they do, is pouncing. Where my grandson spent the night the other night, and he says, "In the morning, I'm going to come wake you up early with a loud choo-choo whistle." And I said, "Let's not do the choo-choo whistle. Let's let Grandma sleep. She can't sleep through a loud choo-choo whistle." And he says, "Okay, I'll think of something else." So at 0:30, I'm laying there and something's banging into the back of my head. And I roll over and there's a lammy pouncing on me. This little stuffed animal, like we often have in the back row, is pouncing on Poppy to wake him up. But I want you to be able to think about God's love in terms of that type of relationship. Tickling, giggling, laughing, snuggling, type of love. And so, how do you guys think of God's love before we dive into the scriptures together? What are some of your thoughts?
I'm more on the order of that photo that's up there, that the Father is there and cares for you and wants to be there for you.
A loving adult that sits you down and quietly and confidently and helps you through life, comforts you, and has heart to heart. Yeah. Anybody else? A protector. Yeah. Great, great imagery. The sacrifice of the cross has got to show up someplace in there, I would say. Yeah. Great. Well, grab your Bibles. I picked one out of the pew, so I'll be reading along with you. And what we're going to do is go to Psalms 103, and we're going to read the first five verses responsively, which means that I read the first line. When it gets to the semicolon, I stop, and you start. And then after we read those, we're going to sit quietly for a few minutes and reflect on that passage. And I left blanks on your outline on the back of your bulletin so that you could answer these two questions. God, what are you saying to me about your love, and what are you saying to me from this passage about living a great life? But I actually want you to think about that, write down some responses, and then we're going to dialogue about that. So, here we go. Praise the Lord, O my soul.
All my inmost being, praise His holy name.
Praise the Lord, O my soul.
We are not all His benefits.
Who forgives all my sins.
And heals all your diseases.
Who redeems your life from the pit.
And crowns you with love and compassion.
Who satisfies your desires for good things.
So that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
So your youth is renewed like the eagles. Cool. Eagles get new feathers all the time. So what I want you to do now is take a couple minutes. I'll look at the clock. And each one of us, look at those verses and ask Him, what are you saying to me about your love for me?